Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Stacey Dales, NFL Network correspondent.
Doing great. Good morning, everybody.
Breaking down the Bears-beating news around the NFL.
Ryan Poles, he wants sustained success at the quarterback position, and he wants to win championships. Caleb Williams is going to be a slam dunk, I'll say it, for the Chicago Bears. I cannot wait to cover it.
Former WNBA star.
And the ball stolen away. Didn't see her coming, and Perkins gets the clean steal. Over to Dales, easy land. Stacey Dales off a beautiful feed from Elaine Powell.
Stacey Dales with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our friend Stacey Dales. She does a phenomenal job with the NFL Network. And on her way back to Hallis Hall, there'll be more fun today. Stacey, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Mully and Haw. What a day yesterday. I just can't, you know, I go through my, I just like all these years in the NFL, and you can go with so much hyperbole and go with so much drama. And I really tried to temper the hyperbole through the week, but I couldn't because we knew it was going to happen. It was a matter of when it happened. And then it was like the cliffhanger of who are they going to go with at nine. And Ryan Poles and his team made the best decision for the Chicago Bears in conjunction with the most popular decision amongst the fan base. This is a win-win to me for Bears fans and the organization.
So in your most exaggerated way, Stacey, what does it mean to next season and the future?
Oh, wow. Well, when Ryan Poles, David, last night almost got perturbed being asked another question as it pertains to the history, I think that said enough for me. Like, they're just so sick of the narrative that they don't have a quarterback and that, you know, listen, there's been some good quarterbacks along the way. I mean, Jim McMahon won a Super Bowl, for heaven's sakes. But, you know, in the conversations I've had in that building, they wanted somebody in the position that they believed could give them sustained success at the position and help guide them to championships. You guys know it's all about the quarterback. I mean, look at the way the draft unfolded. With all due respect to the defensive guys, it shows you everything about where this league is. This is an offensive-dominated league, and you have all these new innovative offensive coordinators or, you know, head coaches that were offensive coordinators. And, you know, Shane Waldron is going to be one of those guys that's going to be very innovative. And he can be creative because of his quarterback. So to me, to answer the question, it just shows me that the Bears are done with the past, David, and they're ready to move on to new history.
Yeah, I you know, I loved that element of it. But, I mean, I look at they got touchdowns, right? You look at the draft and everyone's, you know, look at modern football. They got a guy that can throw touchdowns, and now they got a third guy that can catch them. And, you know, the two of them goofing around, and he comes up and surprises them, pretends to throw the ball, and Roman Dunze pretends like he's catching. That was magnificent. I could watch that all day because we're talking about a team that has been challenged 21.2 points a game last year. You got to score points in the NFL, and I think the Bears can do it now.
They can do it now. And as I one of my reports yesterday, it's all about the division. Hey, they got to win their division. I mean, I know they won it in 2018, but that was a journey to get to that point. I mean, it has been heavily dominated by the Packers, and now the Lions have created this culture. I mean, a few years ago when Brad Holmes took over in Detroit with Dan Campbell, I mean, this thing in Chicago is feeling, the energy with it is feeling very similar. And I remember a time, guys, when we would talk, and in the early nuances of this regime, and we would say, well, who are these young players going to look to on the roster? Like, where is the veteran leadership? Because when you looked at that Jalen Hurts early model with all those veteran linemen and so on and so forth, well, now the Bears have a roster that you're safeguarded. I mean, I love their defense. I've loved it ever since Flew started calling it again. He's a really good defensive play caller. I mean, it's just simple. But now you look at this offense, you've got model citizens, model veterans. Keenan Allen is a good guy. DJ Moore is a good guy. I mean, I look forward to, you guys had him on every week, right? Last year, like,
yes,
he gets up every morning and he does it. Like, these are good guys. Look at who their Brian Piccolo award winners were. TJ Edwards, who is class of the class. And then a rookie last year in Darnell Wright, if that doesn't tell you anything about the way that this thing is being built, like, again, trying to steer away from the hyperbole, but Bears fans have to be super pumped. I mean, it looks good on paper, and they're going to have to work, and they're going to have to figure it out. But I think they're starting to get a nice blend of the young players and the more veteran players. And now they can come together and really build something inside that building.
Well, that's what's interesting, Stacey, because I agree with you. Ryan Poles did kind of flash some frustration last night talking about getting away from the history. But what to me is ironic is that they learned from it. So they're not ignoring it. They're just trying to escape it. And what they're learning from it is that you build a roster and then you put a quarterback in a situation that is conducive to winning. They've done that from a football perspective. I'm curious what you think about now. What have they learned from previous missteps off the field, whether it's the public perception? Because, you know, in this market, perception can become reality in a hurry if you don't handle it right. What have they learned from the previous missteps that might help Caleb Williams avoid that?
Well, part of the previous missteps to me, David, has been losing. I mean, when you win, things are just a lot better. But I don't necessarily know if, you know, when you look at missteps, what were they? How would we define those missteps? Like sometimes to me in this league, winning and losing is contagious. And when you lose, there's just this sort of toxicity that goes along with it. And then you have more compounded missteps. Like, you know, when we heard Justin Fields come out and make his press conference last year, or the internal rufflings and how that was handled with the coach that was, you know, the defensive coordinator was basically fired and Flus took over. Like, I just think the culture has shifted in a way now where you're going to have player accountability. One thing I've learned in this league in covering all these teams is when your locker room is able to be self-governing, you're on to something. And that's what you're going to start to see that with the Bears. And you really can appreciate, okay, now they're in their third year of this regime. And now this locker room, there's going to be a level of accountability. Like Romo Dunze, he's my favorite receiver in the draft. Having been around him, spent time with him, watched him work. I mean, I shared with you guys at the end of his day on Saturday at the combine. I looked down from the other end zone and there was a player still testing. This is like, we're talking 40 minutes after these guys are done. And I said to my crew, wait, is that Rome? And I said, let's go. We were supposed to do a live shot right there. And I said, let's go. I pulled my crew. I pulled Jamie. And I said, let's go. So we went down to the other end zone and he stayed for another 20 minutes on the three cone drill, trying to beat a 6.6 seconds. And he was furious that he couldn't do it. He kept hitting the cone. Like that is one little story. I mean, he worked on his granddad's dairy farm in Utah, right, for heaven's sakes, as a kid. Like this, this guy is humble. And what I love about that is you're not going to get all this friction, right? Like when you think about, you know, we're getting the first overall pick and the ninth overall pick, they're going to walk into that building with humility and earn the respect. They know it. Those veterans know it. And I don't feel like there's going to be all this friction, right? Like, because you've got two really all pro caliber receivers on this roster. DJ Moore and Keenan Allen have been brilliant for years. Consistently, I look at consistency in numbers. Those are 2,000 yard receivers. Keenan's been a 1,000 yard receiver a multitude of years. DJ Moore just had his best season. Like, so I think it's just a really nice blend. And I'm you guys know, I'm always glass half full. I always see the positives in things, but this really does feel positive. And I think when you go back to the misstep part, David, I mean, it's going to be the responsibility of the Chicago Bears to ensure putting these guys in the right platforms, making them accessible, and letting those personalities shine. Because if you let these guys shine, I mean, Caleb is fantastic, and you give them to this group, this media base, those stories are going to be so highlighted, and they're going to be so exciting, and they're going to be so positive. And so I think there's a lot of responsibility on the organization to make that happen.
Yeah, I think that it was incredible that we found out that that Odunze joined both the two receivers here and the quarterback in L.A. for a workout. So they've all met each other, right? I mean, that's just that's like a real notable, bizarre thing that they all end up together and they met each other. And, you know, apparently DJ Moore has met with him. He's met DJ's family. He talks to him once a week. I'm talking about Caleb Williams.
Yep.
That's incredible. And I, you know, we are lucky, as you say, to talk to DJ Moore. He's a class guy, total pro, doesn't complain, doesn't moan about anything. He's not like the prima donna receiver. I don't know Keenan Allen well enough to state whether he is or not. I know Rome Odunze is not. It's extraordinary to me that not only do they have this collection of weapons, but like good guys, like good dudes too. And again, the quarterback is already connected with all three of them.
Yeah. If you could see my face, I'm smiling from ear to ear, Molly, because I agree. I'm on board with everything you just said. And you know what that does to me? Imagine those offensive linemen, right?
Right.
Ryan Poles brings in Ryan Bates and Coleman Shelton and Matt Pryor, and now you've got some additions. And think about that O-line and how excited they've got to be. Swifty in the backfield and Khalil Herbert and Roschon Johnson. This offense is poised to be exceptional. And I know Poles is sick of the history, but the Bears have averaged 167 pass yards per game since 2021. That's the fewest in the league. They've been the worst since 22. They've been really the worst since 21. So over the past three seasons. And I hate to say those things, but it's a simple reality. But with the excitement level of what Braxton Jones and Darnell Wright are feeling right now and how exciting it must be for Shane Waldron. And I haven't even mentioned the tight ends. Like he did some crazy nut stuff with guys like Disley and Fant out of the backfield, some of his alignments. You know, use of play action and motions pre-snap and just how, you know, unique he can become. And I think it could be a really cool collaboration to see what becomes of it. And there was an interesting stat from Seattle last year, guys, and when you consider DK Metcalf and Jackson Smith and Jigba and Tyler Lockett, I believe they were the only team in the NFL to have three players with 60-plus catches. I share that. As much as they may have been banged up on their offensive line last year, but they shared the ball there. And there were times when DK wasn't, you know, maybe he wanted a few more touches. But my point is like you're going to see this thing sprayed around, I think. And now you're forcing these NFC North defenses to defend you twice in a season. And you got a defense that can bail you out. I mean, the Bears tied for the Niners in picks last year, 22 of them. Tied for fifth, I believe, in takeaways. I think they had 28 of them. Like, if they can get a little bit more push up front this year and get the quarterback down a few more times, like, I think the Bears are, they're a team that is looking up.
I think they won the first round. I think we can say that and not just be provincial people outside of Chicago are suggesting that as well. But the Vikings did have a good draft with J.J. McCarthy and certainly with Dallas Turner. And then you look at the Packers getting an offensive tackle. And the Lions traded up to get a cornerback from Alabama, Terrion Arnold, who's very good.
Who you know well, Stacey.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, he's a dream. And it's real. Like, he's a dream. I mean, this guy had me in tears when I talked to him. The morning I woke up to cover the defensive backs at the combine, I texted Terrion and I said, any pictures, I'm going to start the show with you. And, you know, he obviously loves the spotlight. He sends me like 20 photos right away. And he journals a lot and he shared with me what he put in his journal. And I was sensitive to that, but like he cares so much about his mom. He wanted me to put a message out there on air if I could. And I think that is such a privilege in what I get to do. There's no entitlement to what I get to do. It is a privilege to be able to be the conduit between players and coaches and fans. And that's where my passion comes from. And I get to share their message. Man, I better do it right. So I open the show and like ripped off. My producer's like, let's go. We rip off all these pictures of his family. Like the fact that he shared those with me, Detroit's got a really good one. And it's another excellent pick by Brad Holmes. That guy's going to be outstanding in a group that needed another defensive back there. But yeah, I mean, the Packers pick was interesting. Jordan Morgan, he's obviously a very versatile offensive lineman. I think he really impressed at a number of the pre-draft elements. I think the Senior Bowl, he was really impressive. He had an ACL a couple of years ago, I believe. And so, you know, for the Packers, obviously Bakhtiari's gone. They love position flexibility along their offensive front. And so, Packers fans, it may have been one of those, like, what if the Bears had selected a tackle? Maybe an unpopular decision, but, you know, fortunately they landed Rome Odunze.
But how much did the Bears close the gap, do you think? Winning the first round, what does that do to people who wonder exactly where they are in the pecking order in the NFC North now?
I don't know who to pick. I don't know who to pick. I think by nature of the way things have gone, I mean, I did a report yesterday and it is crazy to me. Like I just go back to last 10 years. I can't go back farther because people remember decades. The Bears are 2-18 against the Packers. And we saw the two most feared teams that teams had to play last year at the end of the season were Green Bay and Chicago. Chicago ends up with 7 wins. Like that defense, they had the best run defense in football, guys. Like right. They held their opponents to like 86 points on the yards on the ground. That is insane. And those youngsters are now going to be sophomores and Jervon Dexter and Zach Pickens, and you know you have the Eberflus carryover and. I don't know. I think it's wide open. I think we're at an age where anybody can do this thing. You just got to get to the dance. You got to get to the playoffs. And once you're there, anything can happen. I mean, the Detroit Lions were a half away from playing in the Super Bowl. They blew it. They were outscored. I believe it was 27-7 or something like that. I don't even remember. 27-something. It was so bad in the second half against the Niners after they came out blazing hot in the NFC Championship game. And we were sitting in the press box watching, like, what is happening? But, like, you get to that place and you can go. So, you know, to answer the question, I think it's completely wide open. You're looking at Jared Goff. Right now you're looking at Sam Darnold. We'll see what happens there in Minnesota. Obviously, Jordan Love, he proved to us that he's going to be a player. And then Caleb Williams. And I think it's important to be patient with a rookie quarterback, but I also don't think many rookie quarterbacks walk into situations like this, a la Bryce Young last year.
Oops. Thank you, Panthers.
I just wanted to know from you guys, what was going through your minds in Atlanta?
Good question. Thank you. What was it? I was like, they have lost the plot. They didn't hire Bill Belichick. They signed Kirk Cousins. They guarantee him $100 million, and then they draft his replacement instead of giving him something to help him succeed.
Wouldn't you just trade back and get some more picks?
It was crazy. It got crazy. Although they say, listen, they say always, you know, whenever you don't need a quarterback, you should draft a quarterback. I'm just saying. The general manager and the coach may have set themselves up for a nice future. But if I'm an owner and I see them give $100 million to a guy and then draft his replacement.
I think that's an old adage.
But I think Kirk must have spit out whatever he was drinking. There's a guy watching the after. Oh, who are we going to – spit take. That was a
Green
shocker.
Tea. Green tea, I'm guessing. Kirk Cousins is a good guy, right? Like, he never had a fair shake in Washington. Then he goes to Minnesota, and every year it was, are they going to keep Kirk or Captain Kirk? And, you know, he's got his dad shirts on and his whatever, and he goes to Atlanta thinking this is gonna be like, he's like, oh yeah, Matt Ryan, I know what I'm gonna do here, like, and eighth overall they pick. Now I gotta say, guys, coming away from my visits with the quarterbacks, I'm not gonna lie, Michael Penix is like amazing.
He's great, he's awesome, he's so cool to talk to. He can start primetime games.
He's almost 27 years old. No, he's 24. I'm just saying, he's not a young
man.
Maybe
that's what they got him for. Maybe they got him for primetime games. Okay. Cousins work during the day.
That's nice. Very nice.
Penix after dark.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's beautiful. Stacey, thank you. You've been doing a phenomenal job.
Yeah, great work.
I've been just sitting there watching hit after hit from you, and they're all excellent. Really just a wonderful, wonderful period of time here.
Means a lot coming from you, Molly. I love you guys, and I appreciate the opportunity. Since I'm home, I get to sleep in my own bed, but I also, man, I don't really root for anybody, but this Bears team has got me fired up.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, they set a new record, right? The Fanatics, they set a new draft day record, broke Caitlin Clark's record for sales.
Caleb Williams' jersey, number 18, by the way, broke the Fanatics record for draft night merchandise sales for any draft pick in any sport. Caitlin Clark had just said it.
Now that's big.
Wow. Well, we're hoping to get the two of them on camera today with me, and I might, do I slip an autograph? No.
Wow.
Just kidding. I've never done that in my career, nor would I ever. I have tremendous respect for the players. I have tremendous respect for the process. And it'll be a delight to hear from them. And I have a few questions I haven't heard asked yet, so I'm anxious to maybe see what surprised them about going number 1 and number 9 overall.
Great stuff. Anything. Thank you so much, Stacey. Great catching up.
Thanks, Stacey.
Bye, fellas.
She does a phenomenal job, really.
Big weekend ahead. Yeah. So people, Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze will meet the Bears media this afternoon, 4 o'clock at Hallis Hall.
We have a bunch of well wishes from every Chicago athlete known to man.
Did you see the Bedard? Wishes, and then
Bedard said, you know, I'm better than PCA.
I think he said that. Angel Reese was also.
We haven't even talked about her fitting in.
She's fitting in, and she actually had her opening press conference a couple days ago.
That's right.
But there have been some well wishes from also Dwayne Wade.
I believe DeMar DeRozan. Dwayne Wade doesn't count as Chicagoan. Let's get that straight. I think he was stripped of that.
Whatever.
When LeBron went to Miami.
It's a weird fascination you have. But Dwayne Wade was on the. Who else was on the video?
I don't know. We'll hear from some of them next. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries, so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Roma Dunze! Let's do it, man.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. That is the new Bears Touchdown Connection. It's Caleb Williams to Roma Dunze. It is LeBron and D-Wade.
No.
They're going to Miami.
No, they're not. Wait a minute. That was behind the scenes last night. And probably the only words that you heard from either guy that was a little bit of maybe something you would change. Right?
Was the LeBron and
D-Wade. Yeah, the LeBron and D-Wade.
Okay, what would you change it to?
Jordan Pippen.
They don't even talk anymore. I know, anymore.
But still.
They're no longer friends.
They're coming to Chicago to do what?
There's a lot Kane of
and Taze. They won three titles.
Kane and Taze.
They won three titles.
Kane and Taze.
Brizzo. How about Brizzo?
Brizzo.
They won a title.
That only lasted a few years, and then they went their own way.
Out of business.
Yeah, Brizzo.
Whatever the case is, you don't want a Miami Heat reference.
Well, you want titles. And speaking of titles, so many of the fine athletes of Chicago, including one of the aforementioned guys, and LeBron never played here.
Former Bull
D-Wade. Yeah. Let's just listen to the goodwill created by Caleb Williams.
Yo, what's up, guys? This is Dwayne Wade, Chicago's own Chicago Bears fan through and through. I just want to say congratulations to you guys. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the franchise. We want more of that. We want more hardware. And so a lot of work needs to be done, and it's going to start with you guys, man. I can't wait. I'm excited about the future, and I'm also excited about now. Let's get it. Let's go.
On behalf of Chicago and the Bulls, we want to welcome you, Caleb, to the family, to the city. We're going to do big things. Fight on.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Chicago. We're super pumped to be watching this season. Chicago's the best city with the best fans, no question. Congrats.
Hey, guys. Jim McMahon here. Welcome to Chicago. Congratulations on being drafted by the Bears. If I could give you just one piece of advice, and that is to play hard. If you play hard, the fans will love you. And if you happen to play hard and win it all, the fans are going to love you forever. So good luck and bear down.
Congratulations on being drafted. This is not only a momentous occasion for yourselves, but also for the city of Chicago. We appreciate you being here, and we cannot wait to see you ball out every single Sunday. I remember when I was drafted. Emotional. Emotional is the word I would use to describe that occasion. I mean, I wasn't able to play in the league due to my inability to play the actual game of football, but this ain't about me. This is about you. Again, congratulations, and we welcome you.
Hey, this is Albert Alsalai with the Chicago Cubs. Can't wait to see you guys play here in Chicago. Go Bears.
Hey, y'all. It's B. Franklin of the Red Stars. Congrats on getting drafted to Chicago, and best of luck this season.
Hey, everyone. Chris Brady here from the Chicago Fire. Just wanted to welcome you to Chicago, and the best of luck for this upcoming season.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Chicago. Best of luck this season, and go Bears.
That was Garrett Crochet, the last one.
Last one?
Everyone represented.
Boy.
including a couple of actors in there that I don't know.
Yeah, every team in town.
Yes.
And the Chicago Sky was represented online by Angel Reese.
Yes.
Who has a connection with Caleb Williams because they're both from the Baltimore area-ish, the Beltway.
Okay.
Yeah, she sent out a tweet.
She sent out a tweet. Nice gesture on her part. She's got a busy week. She's back. She's starting.
They're back.
To prepare.
Yeah.
They're starting their season. Look, it reflects the excitement throughout the city. Because, Molly, I think that we talked to Stacey Dales about exaggeration and hyperbole. Dare I say that Bears fans last night, and maybe it spreads into today, as excited as they have been since Devin Hester returned the opening kickoff in the Super Bowl against the Colts, the most excited they have been, the most hopeful they have been since that moment.
By the way, I saw a tweet too that Roma Dunze say his favorite player growing up is Devin Hester.
I rest my case.
Gosh. How about Jim McMahon there? Wasn't
that was cool.
That, wasn't that?
That was the best one.
Yeah, that
with
was
due respect to your guy, Dwayne Wade, Bears fan.
We have a texter checking in. D-Wade, DeMar DeRozan, Bedard, household names. Then Al's Alliance, some guy from the Sox. Wow, that's mean. It's mean, man.
That's mean. That's a mean texter.
Eric Crochet, didn't you or Bruce claim he's now the greatest?
You said he was going to start the All-Star game.
I never said that.
You did.
You were.
Oh, my other partner.
Yeah, see.
The other partner you're nudging
lies
out of the way tomorrow,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, yeah. We're doing Hold a on. Takeover.
We are. We're doing a takeover Saturday right. morning, 9 to noon. Note inside the clubhouse, 51 weeks of the year inside the clubhouse. Tomorrow, it's the Mullinghaw Draft Special. As we continue the draft reaction, day 3 gets underway. Patrick Manley will be here joining the fun right here on the Score in the Odyssey app. We'll talk Bears and the draft. Draft coverage on the Score presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, an official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
The Bears will have a pick taken tomorrow, right? So we'll go. It will go into Saturday. We'll know what they did at 75.
I just hope. I hope one thing. You know what I hope?
You hope they get a lineman.
No, I hope that we're on the air.
Okay.
At 122 when they draft, and I hope it's a punter.
That's
in real time, Mully reacts to the punter coming to Chicago.
If that happens, there could be fainting in the studio.
There could be.
Would be so excited.
Do we have an EMT on call?
And I think that Patrick Manley will also be excited that happens. They need it. They need that position.
All right.
But I must say, David, that you know, we talked about it earlier, that George Young, the old general manager of the Giants, I think he briefly had to take control of the team at one point during a dispute about ownership. George Young, the great George Young, called the NFL draft the Dance of the Elephants.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about offensive line, defensive line. That's why he came up with that term. And I wouldn't be surprised if number 75 is one of those two positions.
I think you're right. That makes sense. It's safe. It addresses a need.
Yeah.
You know it's going to be probably a depth move, and there's depth at that position in
there
this
is.
Draft.
Yep, yep.
So back to the whole thing about
Dance of the Elephants.
Do you think that's exaggeration? Do you think that is hyperbole? This is the most excited the Bears fans base has been since – the Bears took an early lead in the Super Bowl. They didn't win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's the pre-interception Bears were phenomenal.
They were. Wasn't that awesome?
Yeah, that was rough. But you know, Dustin, famously, we've talked about who the great athlete will be in 5 years' time. And Dustin famously has declared that it's
PCA.
Pete Crow Armstrong. And based on yesterday's home run, he's edging ever towards
he's got a head start
relevancy.
Feeling a little chesty.
I think Connor Bedard
is definitely
the man to watch.
Odds on favor, actually.
At this point, I would agree with that.
Calder Cup winner.
Caleb Williams now comes into play.
Definitely true. That's why the hope exists, right?
That's right. That's why. That is why everyone's getting excited.
And that's why everyone should. And that's why I think that you can't exaggerate the importance of what happened last night. You can't because the Bears have never had a quarterback like this. In a Bears town, when the Bears do what they did last night, you dream as big as you want to dream. Really?
The poor franchise that can't, 21.2 points a game franchise, just gained touchdowns. And they are entering the modern world of football because – as we well know, you run to win, but you throw to score.
You throw to score.
So you got to be able to throw to score.
In a league where offense is valued to the extent that the first 14 draft picks were offensive players.
How about that?
That tells you that the Bears are trending in the right direction. And not to overstate the significance of something like a marketing statistic, but when David Wanstead talks about the Bears returning to relevance, and that's what he said last night, and that's what he said earlier in the week, seeing Caleb Williams set a record for jersey sales on the draft on draft night, that's all part of this. They're bringing in a superstar into Hallis Hall, and the moment that they drafted him at 7:20 last night or whatever time it was, he became the de facto CEO of that organization, and everything that they do is because of what effect it'll have on him. Now, he's not going to dictate those terms, but he's the boss.
You've thrown me now, because if we were speaking Spanish, you use the usted form to refer to Dave Wanstead. You called him David Wanstead.
Did I?
Yes.
No, I didn't. Did
He's Dave. Feel free.
Did I say David?
Use the more, use the less formal version of his name.
I don't think I said David. Did I say David Wanstead?
It stopped me cold.
I know I did. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay.
You're a David, and he is a David, but I just have never heard him referred to.
He's the one with the mustache.
Call him Coach. You can be informal with Dave.
You don't have to call him Skipper David.
He was here. He was here late into the night. I
know he was. He left his bourbon.
Did you see all the booze?
Did I see it?
My God!
I've been staring at it for 4 hours, thinking, David, okay, I could use a drink.
You're lucky I moved it, because it was sitting right in your spot, Molly.
Oh my God! I mean, honestly, I'm not hitting the sauce these days for many different reasons, but nothing like a little bite in the coffee.
Well, I am
in the morning.
So I mean. Yeah. Need a little boost.
It wasn't peanut butter, though.
It wasn't. I know.
That's
I checked.
The problem.
I checked. There's not peanut butter
whiskey.
This
time I couldn't blame Shane, so.
Shane's in Detroit. They're there again this afternoon, correct? Parkins and Spiegel live from
Detroit.
Did a
great job last night.
Terrific job.
It really wonderful.
Terrific job.
The whole station did a great job, and it's been
wall-to-wall.
One of these wonderful things. I do think that because it's skill positions, this one feels different. It's not just that the Bears got better, but they got better with skill position players, so people get all fired up about it. But we got to talk about the nitty-gritty. The game is won and lost on the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. You got to make sure you're addressing all that. And let's hope their off-season plan works. And we talked to Olin about it. I think we can sit here and second-guess offensive line stuff. I also wonder about the defensive line. Where are you at with that depth, too? These are, you can't get everything done immediately, but these are some of the things that we're going to be looking for and counting on as we move forward here.
They aren't going to go away, but they are also questions that every team, with the exception of a very few, are asked. Their questions are asked in every NFL city, and every NFL city has concerns about the strength of their offensive line, running game, the defensive pass rush. These are football questions, but you know what? This is the first time you've been able to ask these questions in Chicago and feel like you don't have the most glaring question about the quarterback position.
Listen, whether you're David Wanstead, whether Richard Jeron shows up, or you're talking about Matthew Eberflus.
Well, if Michael Mulligan doesn't stop mocking me, there's going to be language. But when David Wanstead talks about the Bears returning to relevance...
It was just funny. I like I said, it was just so formal.
Brandon is so thorough when it comes to recording my missteps and finding them so quickly.
I am Michael Mulligan, by the way. Thank you for referring to me by my official real name. And when Bo Nix was drafted last night, David, I thought of you because he is Bo, and Ty Law is a short name, but it's Taiwan Law, and it's shortened.
Bo Nix, shortest name in NFL history.
Five characters.
I know, five characters. I would change my name. If I didn't want that designation or distinction, I would make it B-E-A-U, Bo.
Ah, you changed the spelling of Bo.
Oh, my.
I got to tell you, I love that he has the shortest name in NFL history, and I love the trivia connected to that.
Yeah, let's, for the Broncos' sake, hope that he hasn't had the shortest tenure as an NFL starting quarterback.
Do you think that's coming?
Oh, look.
I think he's a lot better than the
other
guys.
I think Sean Payton is grateful for the Falcons and the Bills because he didn't make the dumbest draft pick in the first round last night.
Well, I mean, it's interesting.
That was a reach.
But it's interesting you bring his name up because he is a quarterback whisperer, And if you're going to employ a guy like that, you can't have Jason Stidham or you can't have Zach Wilson as your starting quarterback.
Then be more aggressive. Give up a king's ransom and move up and get quarterback.
Go up and get McCarthy.
Or Michael Penix Jr.
They don't have anything left. I mean, they are bereft of any draft picks. Believe it or not, I'm sure that the shortest name in the history of the league was one that they were delighted to see available for them to take.
I think that's probably true.
So
yeah, I think that is true.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
That's what they say. And right now, you can find the treasure of two concert tickets to see Luke Bryan. Be the sixth caller to the Scores contest line, 312-540-0670, and you can win those tickets. See Luke Bryan with special guests Bailey Zimmerman, Tracy Lawrence, Chase Beckham, August 25th, Wrigley Field. Tickets at Cubs.com/Luke Bryan.
Time to fiddle like Nero. Rome is burning, and the Bears have him, and they've got Caleb Williams, and I think everyone's delighted. We'll find out in talking to Dan Bernstein and Lawrence Holmes. If Dan's on board, that would be a first. It's Mully. He's got to come in and shoot that down somehow, right?
Somehow.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
But when David Wanstead talks about the Bears returning to relevance...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.